For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. Missouri's Republican-led House has passed a bill to further limit regulators and law enforcement from going on farms. House lawmakers voted 109-43 in favor of the bill, which also applies to dog breeders. State and federal agriculture officials and the local sheriff would be among the agencies allowed to inspect Missouri farms. Other government regulators would be banned from going on farms unless invited by the owners. GOP backers say few people should have the right to visit farms without permission, but one Democrat argued the bill could prevent police from going on farms to investigate issues unrelated to farming. MU Healthcare is set to close its COVID-19 drive-through testing site this weekend due to weather and a drop in demand for testing. The Columbia Missourian reports the site will be open from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. today and will be closed Saturday through Monday. The site will resume usual business hours on Tuesday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Saturday. Those needing a COVID-19 test over the weekend are urged to go to Mizzou Urgent Care or Mizzou Quick Care, though appointments must be made in advance. Missouri Governor Mike Parson says the head of the St. Louis Metropolitan Pandemic Task Force is lying about vaccine distribution in the city to spread, quote, fear and panic. State House reporter Jacqueline Driscoll has more details about the accusation made yesterday.
Dr. Alex Garza sounded alarms this week, saying that St. Louis is getting less than half of the number of vaccines it's supposed to be receiving based on population. The state's public health department says the region will be getting its accurate allotment next week, but said it's a process that ebbs and flows. But Parson, who incorrectly pronounced the director's name throughout his briefing, says Garza was choosing to cherry-pick data.
Dr. Garza has made statements that have been absolutely false. He has led with fear and panic rather than a sense of balance.
The task force did not respond directly to Parson's remarks. Instead, in a statement, said they'll continue to work with the state to ensure as many in the region get vaccinated as quickly as possible. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
Three bills have been brought before a Missouri congressional committee yesterday that would require all online retailers to pay sales taxes to the state. The Columbia Missourian reports the bills were brought before the Senate Ways and Means Committee yesterday. The bills are known as Wayfair bills, referring to a 2018 Supreme Court case which allowed state sales taxes to be applied to out-of-state online retailers. Missouri is one of two states in the country to not implement a Wayfair tax. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.